We take this brief time out for a financial safari quiz question. An advisor tells you he can guarantee you a 20% return on your investment. You should do what? A. Sign on the dotted line. B. Ask for some literature about the investment. Or C. Run in the other direction. The correct answer? C. Beware whenever someone combines the word guarantee with a return that high. There's no such investment that can do that. Don't walk, run the other way.
And we're back on the Financial Safari with our local financial coach, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, based in Hickory Hills. If you are in the Chicago area and need help taking a second look at your financial plan, or if you need to put one together to begin with, the number to call is 800-477-1135. John, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Kip. How are things with yourself?
I'm doing fine. Now, we recently saw a USA Today poll that broke down some of the biggest regrets of today's retirees, and I thought we'd start out with that because we never want to look back with regrets on our retirement. I mean, we don't want to look back with regrets on anything, but especially our retirement, since that could be 30, maybe even 50 years of our life. So let's take a look at some of these regrets and see if we can head them off at the pass. First up, premature IRA withdrawals, taking money out of your IRA too soon.
Well, we see that quite a bit, Kip, and I think the problem is a lot of people don't realize the significance of taxation when you pull money out of an IRA. I mean, everybody we like to think of has buckets of money they can pull from, you know, like savings accounts, checking accounts, maybe they have a couple of local brokerage accounts, what have you. But taking money from an IRA we try to avoid because at 70 and a half, the government's going to force us to pull money from them anyway. So if at all possible, we try to wait until that because every dollar that we pull out of an IRA is taxed if it was earned income. So if you pull out $10,000, $10,000 gets added to your income tax. Whereas if you pull that money out of, say, a checking or savings account, you're only paying taxes on the interest earned, which in today's economy is hardly anything. So pulling money from an IRA account prior to age 70 and a half or prior to having to has a significant effect on taxes we're going to pay. And I think a lot of people fail to realize that. I had a lady just in here last week. She was moving to Arizona. She bought a place down there. She's got a couple of separate accounts, but she wanted to pull $80,000 from her IRA as part of her down payment. I'm like, Nancy, if you do that, I mean, you're going to pay an additional 20% in taxes that you do not have to. She had almost $180,000 sitting in a money market. I said, let's pull it from there. You don't need to pull it from your IRA account. So I think understanding how taxes work and where we pull money from in retirement, I mean, honestly, is a detriment to a lot of people and could cause you to run out of money down the road.
Sure. Well, taxes are so confusing. There are so many options out there. You really want a financial expert who can take a look at your situation, point out the places where you might need to sandpaper down some edges, and figure out where the best path is moving forward. If you need any help with that or anything we're talking about today, you can reach John Kelly by calling 800-477-1135. Well, the next one on our list of retirement regrets that we want to try to avoid is spending too much in your peak earning years. Maybe going out for dinner a few too many times or just planning a lot of vacations.
Well, we see that quite a bit. And I think as people get closer and closer to retirement, I think a lot of pre-retirees have the, let's do it right now while we're healthy. Mm-hmm. And honestly, there's really nothing wrong with that, Kip. I mean, I think everybody's situation is different. You know, for a lot of people, I think they might finally have the kids out of the house, they might have the colleges paid off, and now they're spending some quality time with each other. But if you do it too often, like you said, or do it too much and spend lavishly, it really could have a huge effect actually on your retirement, especially if you've not done a lot of planning or saving for it. So just understand what you're doing, you know, where you're going, and what are these trips costing you, you know, is it a percentage of your income? Always look at what your earned income is versus what you're spending. Because at the end of the day, I mean, we really can't spend more than we're bringing in. So, I mean, pay yourself first. Put money in your 401k if you have an IRA, contribute to it. Mm-hmm. Put money into some tax-deferred vehicles if at all possible. But pay yourself first before you start going nuts, as we say, spending on, you know, new cars or new, you know, vacation homes, things like that.
And this brings up a good point that everyone's situation is different. So it's all relative what spending, quote unquote, too much is. Honestly, when you get right down to it, it's about looking at your specific situation and putting together a plan. If you've got a plan, you know how much money you have available to spend, and then you can move forward without worrying that you're spending too much. The next one is acquiring too much new debt during peak earning years. So maybe even spending money you don't have.
Well, again, that comes back to, you know, understanding having an income plan in place and, you know, do you really want it or do you need it? Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest question people really need to ask is, do I really need this new car or do I want that new car? You know, and I think that's where a lot of people get into problems. You know, they spend, like you said, they get the new fancy cars or they might buy a second home or vacation property, things like that, run up credit cards. We had a client in here last week, and they're like $40,000 in credit card debt, and they're 3 years away from retirement. So when you look at things like that, you know, you really have to reevaluate your situation and what you're spending on the money on. Because if you think about it, she was paying 19% interest on $40,000 mm-hmm. in credit card debt. So, I mean, there are huge hurdles to try and overcome. So, again, there's nothing better than going into retirement debt-free. Hopefully a lot of our clients, I mean, most of them have their houses paid off or very close to it. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a mortgage because that's a good kind of debt because at least we get to write that interest off in our taxes. But we have consumer debt where you can't, like credit card debt, you know, mm-hmm. car payment debt, things like that. That's when people start to run into problems, especially when they're double-digit interest rates on these type credit cards.
And there are good hurdles and bad hurdles out there. But one thing that's true about hurdles, it's easier to get over them if you are properly trained. And if you were training to go out for a track and field, you'd find a physical trainer. And if you're trying to get over financial hurdles, you're looking for a financial trainer, someone who is an expert at these sorts of issues, who can take a look at your situation, answer your questions, and get your portfolio in shape so that you are prepared to jump over these hurdles easily. The number to call today is 800-477-1135 to sit down with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, and get that process started. All right, and the next one on our list is retiring too early. There's many different ways that you could retire. I mean, hundreds, maybe thousands of different ways.
Well, again, do you need to or do you want to? I think mm-hmm. that comes down to it. And again, everybody's situation is different. One of the weirdest situations I've seen in a long time is that we had a gentleman come in the office here last week, 63 years old. He just retired from his job. He didn't have to. He said he's just fed up with it. He had about $1.4 million in retirement accounts, and I think we talked about it in last week's show. But the guy said he's 63 years old. He had a 54-year-old wife. She's still working, but he's pulling $10,000 a month mm-hmm. out of his 401k plan. And he wanted to increase it to $12,000. So, I mean, you want to talk about someone who's spending way too much money. You know, he had a vacation property. I mean, and then on top of that, Kip, he lost almost $70,000 in the market, you know, since the beginning of the year. So, you know, he's taken between January and February market losses. He's down $90,000. He's down to $1.3 million almost. So when you see people spending that kind of money and at that young of an age, that's when the red flags should start mm-hmm. going up everywhere because there's no investment out there that's going to sustain a 10% withdrawal, you know, and then you factor in market losses on top of that. I think that's where people really have the problem. And he remembered what happened in 08. I mean, he lost almost $600,000 back in 08. So it's taken him almost 7 years to get this money back, and now he's retiring. It's like adding grease to a slippery slope.
Exactly. Well, we're talking about retirement regrets, and what it seems to be coming back to time and time again is asking the question, do you need to or do you want to? And if you don't have a plan in place, just an idle want could get you in trouble down the line. Making sure that you have that plan in place can save you a lot of worry in the long run. If you need any help making sure that you are heading these retirement regrets off at the pass, you can call John Kelly today at 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to take advantage of your weekly offer. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kip. So as always, we give our listeners a free complimentary income analysis along with our Social Security Maximization Report. But this week, also, if anybody wants to call in, leave us their email, we'll get you out a copy of Coach Pete's Mistakes That People Make in Retirement. It's a great consumer profile brochure we'll get out to you to show some of the common mistakes that a lot of retirees make in retirement. And I think it's a good thing for everybody to read, especially if you're nearing those retirement years.
Exactly. We're looking at these mistakes and regrets, and we want to avoid both of those. If you are on the right path, if you know where you are now and where you are in the future and the path to get from A to B, you are going to see success. So all you need to do to get the process started is call 800-477-1135. It's your chance to meet with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, and start building that retirement plan. The number again, 800-477-1135. We'll be talking more with John in just a few minutes. So stay with us here on the Financial Safari.